adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding. And we're Tub Girl.
Hey everyone, we're doing some more Dark Knights here at Adventures in Pathfinding. Even the wife did it this time. Alright, we're going to do a real quick introduction because we want to keep on playing, and I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing us talk as I keep talking. So, we have Lady Sir Clay by my wife, Boom. We have Russell played by Lance.
Booyah!
Bam. We have Dunkle played by David.
Potato salad!
There you go!
We have
Dirk played by Ryan.
It's the worst.
Potato salad! Potato salad sounds good. Okay, go!
Gross. All right, I go through the door.
What we had last time is Circle found a... Got a 20 on her roll for the door.
Yes. We gotta do a brief what happened.
What happened? They
killed some stupid rats.
They came into. They're searching for the hand of a statue for a very rich patron in town. They finally found where they're supposed to go. They
finally found what we were looking for.
They're at the
spoiler
town.
Alert!
They're
at the, we didn't know.
Yeah,
we assumed it was.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, this is all Big Red Harry. And there's
like an 800.
Is that the end of all time?
Yep. No, I forgot it rolled underneath the table. They fought some ravers. They found some ravers that can't find a dog. And then they found some armored rats that spit acid, which they smited. And now they are going to move on into this tower, this mansion with an upside down tower in it.
I decided to skin the rats for hours.
All
right, we do not let him skin the rats.
It takes that long because you don't have a dagger.
No, he gave me one.
That's right. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so I proceed the door for 20.
Okay. Boom.
Welcome to Speed Pathfinder.
You.
We found it. We win.
That was fun.
Well, you're on that for 20.
I did. No.
You're given a mission. Your mission has obstacles. You get past the obstacles.
You
win your mission.
That's all it takes.
They don't hear anything?
Nope.
You suck.
Quiet.
I open the door.
Alright.
Let's do our normal procedure.
Oh, I pick up my bow too first.
Let's do our normal procedure.
Okay.
I'll open door and you...
Okay, let's do that. So I have it ready. He opens it. I just have it. We'll do it SWAT team style. I have an arrow ready to go if there's anything there.
Hallway.
We're behind.
I can get excited about a hallway.
Oh,
right. I see
glass.
That.
Ooh.
More doors.
More doors.
More door.
You walk into Mordor.
One does not simply walk into Mordor.
He's thinking it from you guys.
Feels like punishment.
Oh!
Is this like a pun off? Like you like
fight right,
each other?
That's why they're the wards.
Yeah.
Across the way, you see another door. Other than that, real dusty hallway. Don't really see any tracks or anything.
I call my maid to have her come clean the place.
Right.
I'm gonna go
next door. Do the same thing.
Yep.
Alright, when you walk out, the floor at the northern end of this hall is strewn with mounds of shattered glass, yet the truly strange thing is the wall of opaque glass at the far end. A jagged rectangular opening opens into a large room there that appears to be part of the fallen tower itself. So,
oh, okay, that's how we get into the tower.
This is an opening.
Okay. Do you think we should get into the tower, or continue
Let's go through
exploring?
These, yeah, let's keep looking through these.
Okay.
So, I'd rather not have something jump out from behind us.
True. That's why I like you, Russell. Always thinking.
Sometimes. That's what I... You know what I like about you?
What's that?
Always not thinking.
That's true. Even though I'm really smart. You remember that day in class where the teacher forgot to bring the book, and so we gave him a copy of... can't think of the name.
A fuck name? Damn. Good book.
Anyway, that was a good day in class.
What's everybody else doing?
following Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Are you the dumb one for following us? Are you the dumbest one for following us? All right, let's go open this door.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there with the arrow ready in case there's something in there.
Okay. This ancient patriot is now home to an army of vermin, looters that smash the shelves and take anything not nailed down, and rats and insects mill the filth left behind. Most of the vermin seem harmless, peering into the shadows at the first sign of light. But there is a large creature hidden in the rubble waiting. But are there large creatures? Larger creatures hidden in the rubble waiting for prey?
I'm with perception. Anyone, let's just shut the door.
Just want to
does anyone else not want to deal with this?
Well, what do you got? What do you got?
I think perception.
Is he going to come after us later?
I don't know.
Natural 20 for perception.
I don't. I'm not worried about vermin opening
and
doors.
In total, will be a 34.
You do see eyes similar to the rats you just killed under the rubble, kind of staring at you.
Close the door.
Just one set of them, though.
Shoot at it.
Okay, roll attack.
Oh, look,
19.
Oh,
27.
You miss.
Close the door.
You miss, and as you do that, this kind of shakes out and screams and starts...
It's only one of them.
And it's running right at the door, so whoever's at the front's making a charge attack.
Can I shut the door?
You better make a reflex save.
That probably would be good. I hope. Reflex 21.
All right, it's chasing up the door. You hear it, and you hear it go... Boom, and you hear a plunk. And then you hear.
Light the door on fire.
It just wants to come out and play.
You should learn how to play. You should learn how to open
you're
doors.
You're afraid of the acidic smell you're smelling.
Oh, crap. More acid rats.
Let's back up. No, it's gonna. The acid's going to eat through the door.
Yeah, we're going to have to kill it.
Let's back up and wait for it to come out.
Let's
all ready an attack,
yeah.
And as soon as it comes out...
Let's surround the door, so as soon as its head pokes through, we just, like...
And I'll be a little back so I can shoot.
Okay.
That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah. You dumb old rat.
Do you want
to
move up to?
How long are you going to wait? It's been 10 minutes and it's still not.
Oh.
I think after like a minute or two, we'd be like, yeah, to hell with it, let's go.
Has it stopped scratching?
It's still scratching, but its acid isn't exactly that strong. Unless it's like saliva mixes in with something. So, The door's like...
Sounds like this anticlimactic, like...
Yeah, so I mean, the door's like thick enough that it'll probably lose its energy in a bit.
Fuck that thing.
Alright, let's leave it.
Try this door?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'll do the same thing. Arrow draw already.
The rat pops out. It went the back way. Alright.
I was thinking of when I played Doom 3, like Monster Closets. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
I've
never played Doom.
It's really bad about it. It's really really like just rooms that were there where there couldn't. All the only thing is in it is a monster, and you walk by it, and then it opens up. Like you can't find any other way.
Yeah.
You walk by it, and then they come from behind to attack you.
How would he eat? He just sits in that room. For
well,
an eternity.
It doesn't need to kill.
I don't really know what that is.
Opening the door, you said.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah, and I'm there with an arrow ready in case something comes out.
Alright. This room has been raided time and again for impromptu armor. All that's left is a tap into the well, a massive basin, and drying platform. So it looks like a laundry room.
Perception check. Plus 19.
You see what I just said?
Cool. Nothing in here. Close the door.
Okay.
All
right. The door behind us.
Okay.
Same thing.
Nope.
Sorry. Oh, that's fine. I thought it was a cat.
Then, yes.
All right. The footlocker and the wardrobes of this barracks have been shattered and scavenged, and anything of value, down to the bedding, has been stripped.
strange faint sound, almost as if someone humming a lullaby wakes gently in the air.
Perception. Well, in total, it's 14.
Oh, I'm singing.
Who's there? Who's
it's
there?
It's coming from the room, or?
Detect some magic.
Yeah. Detect magic on!
Potato salad!
You're not seeing anything magical. No, that's probably where that.
I look at my friends behind me as well to see what's magical on them.
Circle is glowing with magic because she has the hammer and that cloak. And
sparkly.
Yep.
I'm magic too.
David's pants are glowing.
Your pants are glowing.
Wands.
Yeah. Ryan's wand.
My set of leather armor is magic.
Yep.
You look down your toe and it's glowing.
Yeah.
So no, I don't see any magic. Yeah, my
is
it
not in the room.
I will.
Is my foot good?
I'll enter.
Okay. Let you open the door. Push it. You get to go in first.
Yes. Put him in.
I've got my arrow drawn. If anything comes out, I'm shooting.
Come in as well.
Were you singing "Do the Dinosaur"?
Yeah.
When I get on the floor, everybody do the dinosaur. Good song. Was not was.
So, David, as you walk in,
mm-hmm.
I lose my place because Allison decides to check her email. Okay.
Oh, no! The worst possible thing!
Well, she said just a friend, and that meant I had to drive myself tomorrow.
As you walk in, the shadows of the room kind of collate into, like, one being that pops up in front of you.
Hey, what's up?
When it sees you, it kind of starts mumbling real fast.
I like your singing better.
Everybody needs to make a will save.
Oh, shit.
We're friends! Shit. I'm fucked.
Oh, this isn't good either.
This might be the end for the Adventures and Pathfinders.
Do I get to shoot it first?
Nope.
Fuck you.
What do we... I haven't done one of these
before. So, it's a d20.
You say your will.
Did you know on the new app they updated that if you slide to the right now, it makes a history tab pop up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? That's awesome.
I thought so, too. So, I've been putting a bunch of stuff I know I'm going to use today. And they're like, history, bing, 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 bing.
Mine doesn't. Yeah, if anybody doesn't know, the Masterworks Tools by the Pathfinder app is super handy.
Yep. And they update every time they put a book on the website.
The search I find sometimes... Yeah, mine doesn't do that.
All right. Oh, God. This... we'll find out.
You're all dead.
All right, Lady Circo, what'd you get?
14.
Sucks.
That sucks.
Oh, that sucks. I'm fine. <fucked. laughs> I think none of us made it.
Russell?
5.
Ooh.
Dunkle?
8.
Oh, my.
You can't kill 10, us yet.
Me, 24.
He can kill us.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
No, he
whatever
can't.
The gods of fate decide
protesting.
For us.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm probably okay.
Oh, thanks.
Like most Dark Knight adventures, we have
all died once before. It's not like...
Martin Lawrence never died.
The traitor Martin Lawrence is currently...
Oh, he will
as die. As this thing is, like, babbling and whatever, the babbling is, like, so... It's so crazy in your head.
Is this saying, Gondor, Gondor?
That's what you're hearing.
That's what you're hearing. Dirt just kind of looks and goes, what the fuck is this thing saying? You guys are so fascinated with it. You guys, you guys just go limp with what your weapons of slide flak, and you are fascinated at it.
Yeah.
And what that means.
I love this thing.
Fascinated creature is enchanted by a supernatural spell effect. The creature stands or sits quietly, taking no other actions than to pay attention to the fascinating effect. As long as the effect lasts, it takes a -4 penalty on checks as reactions such as perception checks. Any potential threat such as a hostile creature approaching the last fascinated creature to make a new saving throw against the fascinated effect. Any obvious threat such as someone drawing a weapon, casting a spell, or aiming a ranged weapon at the fascinated creature automatically breaks the effect. A fascinated creature's ally may shake it free from of the spell as a standard action.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, cool. At least one of us made it.
Yeah.
I'm so fascinated.
Well,
one of us made it.
Yeah. Ryan, roll initiative.
I started a Tumblr page for this thing. I'm so fascinated.
I'm just going to keep acting like this is fascinated.
Yeah, 17. I really get it.
Yeah,
yeah, doggone, dog gone, dog gone, dog gone, dog gone, dog gone, gone, dog. Yeah.
I guess I'm not as entertained. Fascinated, but not as entertained.
You just have like a bottle of wine and just kind of watching it like a
fascinating.
Fascinating.
I stare at the wall and I'm fascinated. So
what you see is your companions and your companion and the other Dark Knight guys are all just like staring at this like it's the best thing they've ever seen.
And that's when he left.
Move over there and just
join in.
Just start shaking the wolf like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right, the wolf.
All right, go ahead and do you roll again? Is that what it
is? I think it just says you break it.
Yeah. Oh, you
just break
it.
All right,
you kind of get the wolf out of there. All right, the wolf will be at the bottom. Well, he'll go with you next time. All right, his turn.
And as soon as it tries to attack, we're not fast anymore, right?
Unless the rules say otherwise.
Oh.
Which they do for this guy.
I thought if Hiddick gets attacked, don't we lose it as well?
Yeah, everyone will after it does what it's about to do for David.
Give me a present.
That would make me more.
You've been such a good boy, Duntle. Here's some cupcakes. Present. I hope it's a tickle monster.
It's a tickle monster. It just tickles you. Till you die.
What is your touch?
I knew you were going to say touch, and I did not figure it out.
Well, what's your AC minus your armor?
14.
Okay. You feel its hand go right through your armor, kind of like grab onto your insides, and you just feel like your mind kind of like lose it. Just how cold it is.
Gone up.
You take 4 points of wisdom damage.
Oh,
is this permanent?
No, that's drain.
Okay, good.
You do not want him to crit, though.
So I'm at 12 right now. I'm still kind of smart. I still got a plus one.
Ooh, that's... What is it? Okay.
You don't know where.
You gotta find the good stuff. I found the sweet book.
There was a box once.
Yeah, there was a box.
This is a pretty awesome box that got dashed against the ground.
Well, you can pick it. So whose fault is it? You only have your goal.
You give me one shot. I was sick. I just got bitten by.
Oh yeah, that still hasn't gone off yet.
All right, everybody is not fascinated now.
The hypotenuse of a triangle. Wait, I can't remember.
What's a triangle?
What?
All right, everybody else, roll initiative. Keep in mind, though, you'll be going after Dirt and these guys. So,
is this an aberration?
No.
What is an aberration? I don't even know what an aberration is.
Aberration are weird things.
Like demons, right?
No, they're like mad, like Cthulhu-ish stuff. Mm. So tentacly-ish.
Like those weird goblin things that we fought?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't fight them, but
16.
Yeah. You come on that adventure.
I think that the innkeeper won that big thing we fought once. But,
yeah.
I got a 22.
Dunk?
10.
All right. Starting back off the top with Dirt and a Dog. Dirt and a Dog! Love that show.
Dog will, the wolf will run up in a, or 5 foot step up and attempt to bite it.
I wonder if it can bite. Is it corporeal? I mean,
yep.
It's a wolf. It doesn't know that.
Oh, you can't, you can't trip it.
It's going to try with all of its might.
I don't understand.
So that'd be 20 to AC.
20 hits, but...
percentile dice.
But no. His bite goes right through him.
Ah!
I take out a vacuum.
Actually...
can we do that?
Back out and close the door.
I don't think it'll work with this thing.
I think I just walk through it. It can ghost dad it.
Ghost dad it.
What, ghost dad?
Well, Ryan, while we're going through everyone else's turn, can you look up incorporeal stuff for me?
Sure. The rule on?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You may have to use magic to kill it.
What? Well, what is... what's Dirt doing?
That'll probably sarcasm us on.
Or Silver, does the Silver hurt ghost?
Alright, so
I don't know, depends. I'm not sure what the exact rulings are.
He's reaching to David again.
Stop it, I say.
you're a bad thing.
Get out of here!
Get out of here, bad thing.
Eric's really get into it.
What's your touch AC?
1,014.
1,014?
Yeah, 1,014.
It misses.
Good! Fucking corporal weirdo.
Right, it is Russell's turn.
Okay, I'm gonna arcane strike my weapon.
I don't think you can flank these guys.
Oh, okay.
Can I move here, or is that locked up?
Yes, it's a real small space between us.
Okay. Maybe I should go the opposite direction. No.
Wands don't provoke attack for opportunities, by the way.
Three,
they do?
Four,
do not.
Do not? Okay. Well, we did that right then.
Good for us.
Six. Here, I'll just move.
We can, you can still flank.
Boom.
Incorporeal guys, right?
You guys don't get precision damage like sneak attack. No.
Okay, so you won't be able
get
to
get the bonus,
attack.
But I can't do
you
anything.
You cannot crit them. You cannot get the sneak attack damage on them.
Okay.
Do you have to have magic weapons to damage, or what's the deal with that part?
That's what I'm having Ryan look up. I think you do, but I mean you're charging it up.
Well, yeah. Are masterwork considered? Then I'm useless in this fight, guys.
Glad you didn't get. You gave away those awesome daggers.
I figured he would leave them for us. But the asshole just ran off to the farm with them. What the fuck's he going to do? Dig a hole? Plant some corn with them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He learned how to dig holes in the dirt like from Russell when he was digging holes with his rapier.
It can only be harmed by other incorporeal creatures, magic weapons, or creatures that strike as magic weapons and spell-like abilities.
I'm really glad I got that.
Ability or
took that ability.
Abilities. Yeah. It is immune to all non-magical attack forms. Even when hit by spells or magic weapons, it only takes half damage from a corporeal source, except channel energy. Although it is not
a magical
attack, holy water can affect incorporeal undead. Corporeal spells and effects that do not cause damage only have 50% chance of affecting incorporeal creatures. Four spells and effects, such as from magic missile effects, affect an incorporeal creature normally.
Four spells, yeah. So that means Allison's hammer would work against it.
Mm-hmm.
Her magic hammer.
Even if hit by spells or magic weapon, it only takes half damage, too.
Yeah.
That sucks. Alright, well, let's do this.
Does half damage or is a 50% miss chance?
Half damage.
All right.
Corporal spells and effects that do not cause damage only
50%.
This
is going to be really hard fighting it.
Yeah!
Thanks.
Maybe we shouldn't open that door.
Well, you could do, if you summon an animal, the animal's magic, right? And it could hurt it?
Yes.
Or like if you do like your 24. Summon weapon or whatever weapon, that would be able to hurt it. And also the hammer that you have. Oops, sorry.
Right. Thank I'm you. Just trying to think, since you have nothing.
Yep.
And I have.
If we got magic, it's time to blast them.
I have energy and all, like what Ryan was just talking about. Not that I want to give you another one of my weapons, you can break my shit.
You think about giving him your hammer?
Yeah, we could do that. Because yeah. When it's my turn, I'm just getting the fuck away from this thing. And you could hand it to me. I don't know what right. kind of action that is, but.
Let's do this. 17.
That'll hit.
Yeah.
Ish.
Plus 1. 5. So, 2.5.
Round up.
3.
I'll round up.
Appreciate it.
Especially since he has a special ability that you guys don't like. That you haven't.
You haven't seen yet.
You haven't. Well.
Automatic poison everyone.
Teaser.
No, he does something with him. He does a certain thing.
Oh, it's a heat?
Didn't. Thing.
Oh. Can't we just reason with it? This babbling, can we understand it?
No,
yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
But I know abyssal.
That's not abyssal.
But I know the language it is.
Ugh. Alright. We can do this.
We can get it. We killed those dumb rats. We can kill this thing.
Oh, you guys waiting on me, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After Russell, it's Claro.
Who?
Claro.
Oh.
I was going to say, you told me a lot of things.
You
what
bent,
about that?
Yeah, you bent that word to its breaking point.
Here's what it looks like.
Oh, I don't like that.
What's it called?
Aelip.
I start humming the song that it was humming in hopes that it will become
my best. It loves you.
Oh, come here, Aelip.
He gives you a hug. Oh. You lose all your wisdom.
Hmm.
And you turn into one. He's like, yeah, you know the song.
Okay.
Corporal Fisgo.
I'm technically not in the room.
You're in the room.
You're in the room.
I'm in the room. Yeah. Okay.
We all got inside the room.
Now, can I both hand my weapon to David so he can not just be eye candy? And... summon my spiritual weapon?
No. You can hand David the weapon, you can summon your weapon, or you can move. And you can move.
There's a way you can kind of do both, but it depends if you have the weapon drawn already.
You could drop it, right?
Well, you had it out because you were getting ready to attack that thing before, right?
Right.
I assume she had it ready.
Yeah, so I mean, you can drop it, but then he has to pick it up on his turn.
Yeah, and I can do a 5-foot move and pick it up.
Yeah.
I think that's a swift. Yeah, I'm not sure that's
And dropping is a free action, right? So
yeah.
Technically you'd still be able to do something else. So yeah. Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Okay. So, I'm going to drop my hammer. Don't break my shit this time.
Well, you have to tell me to pick it up. Like, you have my
it's
hammer.
Hard to break
dropping
a hammer.
Dropping my hammer, Dunkle, for you.
I'm not smart, no more! Well, I guess it's wisdom that tells you. Okay.
He doesn't know if he should pick it up.
This is a trick.
And I'm summoning my spiritual weapon.
Are you backing up, you said?
I said summoning my spiritual weapon.
So you're dropping the weapon here and then
yeah.
summoning there. Okay.
That's the sound that it makes when it comes into existence.
All right. I'm assuming you want it behind him, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. And I don't think you get to attack with it this round. It starts the next round, if I remember right. Which I don't. But we will go to Dunkel now.
Take 5 foot, step back,
mm-hmm.
and pick up the hammer.
Okay, hammer time.
And just break it.
Stack with it wrong sideways on purpose, like trying to get the wood part.
Is this some kind of spear? The handle's weird.
Not break my weapon! This is like the coolest thing I have!
Alright, back to the top with dirt. D. Sanchez.
Start of the round. Wanda will go off summoning Celestial Eagle.
Ooh.
Caw-caw!
I saw an eagle yesterday. Was it that eagle?
Oh. Do you say caw-caw?
I don't hear.
I'll go off for my turn. I'm going to give up.
He just gives up.
I surrender. My turn. I'm giving up.
I'm going to cast magical thing.
Oh, the call
on the wolf, giving it a plus one magic bonus on its bite attack.
Cool. Good call.
This means I can't do summon monster two with that spell slot now.
Oh,
so
well.
It will attempt its attack.
Okay.
For the hell of it, let's go on power attack.
Okay.
No, negative
one.
No. Three. So that'd be a seven.
No.
It misses. Or eight, because the plus one.
Yeah.
Evil. It will attempt to smite evil.
He is evil.
Good. Three attacks. That'd be not flanking.
You want to get over a 14.
Two of them make it. Oh, I don't know. I thought
the
eagle was plus four.
Is what the Aelip using enchantment?
Huh?
Is what the Aelip's using enchantment?
Not anymore,
no.
Is it?
No.
No.
Okay.
Plus three to.
It was before that first thing.
So the 19 I'll hit.
Okay.
The 11 or 13 and 9 I'll miss.
Okay. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Do you have any spells that deal damage?
That hammer.
Like spiritual hammer.
And then her channeling will hurt if she wants to do that.
It can hurt the undead.
I don't know if they're undead or not.
Yeah, you should channel some energy on that. Because then we get hit points back.
Well, then,
at
no,
some
that's
point.
Not, that's
wait
not,
a little
so
bit
that's
before
what
you
I'm
use
doing.
That.
Four full, two half.
I gave you my...
Thank you.
Versus what my weapon is doing.
Yeah.
I get two turns.
Definitely you should channel at some point, but not... Let us get hurt a little bit more for you.
But I was in a channel for a
get the fuck away from me!
It does. It both heals us and does damage. Does 1d6 damage and gives us 1d6 points back. So
Circle's getting attacked.
What the fuck?
Allison, what's your. Or Circle, what's your AC without your armor? Your touch AC?
I hit it.
Good job, buddy.
Why isn't it coming after me? Alright, maybe it would be time to.
Attack of opportunity.
Does the weapon get one too?
Yeah, but the weapon one too. So you guys can use both these.
And
everything that was threatening this spot will get an attack of opportunity. If
and the wolf?
The eagle?
Yeah, the eagle and wolf. If they move two squares.
The eagle and the
wolf. They have a melee weapon to do so.
One, because she's right there.
No natural attacks.
Did you attack me or no?
And the wolf too.
I want to let you.
If you move here, anything that was threatening this, well. No, it's one spot, the 5-foot step.
No.
You're,
oh, yeah, 5-foot step.
Well, technically it's 5-foot step, so
yeah.
Nobody gets anything.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Right.
You're right.
But she's bad.
She gets an evil 5-foot step. Evil.
What's your ace, touch AC?
At 14.
That's mine, too.
Make a will save.
I didn't have to do that.
That's because you were pissed. If you will.
Even the second time?
It didn't hit you the second
time. It hit me twice.
11.
Well,
oh, it tried to. I missed. That's right. Sorry.
11, you say?
Mm-hmm.
You take... This will be bad for you.
Yeah, if this is bad, then definitely channel time.
Channel time.
4 points of wisdom damage.
Oh, fuck.
So where do I take that off of that?
Put
and
over the tier. Put it on the
and
side.
And you're
going to
lose spells because of that.
Yeah. All your spells are wisdom based, so.
Does she lose channel energy?
No.
Kick your ass.
Someone's going to run a cop tonight.
I hope it's not me.
Yeah.
So what spells do I lose?
Your second level one.
So does that mean I lose this?
Nope, that's still cast if you cast it, but that other one's gone.
Summon monster too?
Yeah, because that was your bonus spell. From your high wisdom.
That's all I lose?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just don't get hit again.
Okay, I still have one or two of those.
Okay.
Plus 48 more summons with the wand.
All right. It
how do you
is
get so many summons?
What wand is this?
Russell.
What summon nature's ally?
How do you get 51 of them?
Can anyone get this?
Yeah.
You would have trouble casting it, but
you can buy the summon
monster,
the monster wand, okay. Which is basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. Just I have the druid version.
Yeah. Link? Or
I'm
Russell?
Curious,
move me up there. I will kill you.
Can you flank this thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't.
You can't sneak attack.
Yeah.
18
a hit. I'm going to automatically assume you're always doing your magic thing.
Yeah, yeah. So 4.
2.
What hand?
What's the? Can I see your sheet? Just get the stats on the hammer.
It's 5 attack bonus.
No. That one.
No, it'll be different for me.
That's based on character, so
oh,
you hold off
okay.
It's mainly the damage of the weapon, the dice roll, the crit, and the damage type.
Yeah. All right. Circle A.
What all goes into? Oh, sorry.
So it's going to be your strength and your base attack bonus.
That's what it was.
You don't have a strength bonus, if I remember.
No, I don't.
So it'd just be the base thing.
And then a +1 because it's magic?
Yep.
Okay, so it'll be a +4. Okay.
I'll play one character.
What's that?
Is it not? I won't play one character, though.
So.
All right. Circle A.
Is it me or my hammer first?
Whichever one you want to do first.
Let's go with the spiritual weapon.
I'm assuming you want a flank, so I'll put them right there.
I like it. Oh, I guess there's one spot you could go with it. Want a flank?
I don't know what I add to that, or if I add anything.
Well, you got a natural 14, so that's going to hit.
Are you channeling?
No,
yeah.
She's
no,
using
the
she's doing the
oh, hammer. Okay.
She didn't actually get any hit point damage.
No. I haven't had any either.
You don't get hit, you're not getting hit point damage from these.
So you can still die.
Okay.
Yeah, you could probably die a lot quicker for this guy. So what?
So what do I roll now?
To hit with your hammer, your hammer damage.
It was 1d8?
Yep.
Plus
oh.
Something?
Plus
your level?
I think it's your wisdom modifier, which will be...
Three.
Well,
it
it'll
three.
Be 1 now. Oh my god, you...
Oh, it's okay. We just have to rest for... How many did you lose? 4?
She has less to restore. Well, she can memorize less to restoration.
Hmm. We can figure something out. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
We can do this.
There better be something
Dark Knight,
cool in this room. There better be something fucking cool in this room.
I need to add my
it's,
modifier.
You.
It's a D8 plus 1 per 3 caster levels. So.
Oh. So,
yeah, so 1.
2?
2.
So it makes it an 8.
Okay.
Right. So I add 2
to whatever
number
was.
Kill it.
Yeah.
It's a D8 plus.
It's plus.
So
you're level 3, so it's plus
1.
Oh, it's only plus
1?
So it's a 7.
Kill it.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay.
Well,
excuse
me,
that was just my weapon.
Calm down!
Circle.
Circle.
Now I'm going to channel energy.
Take a 5-foot step, I would just suggest.
Supernatural.
Okay, step back. And channel energy.
Okay.
Yeah, she could have done that without doing tech opportunity.
Oh, I didn't know. I've never done channel energy. Sorry, if you want to say
it.
Ryan did just say it.
I don't fucking listen to that idiot.
Hey,
yeah, say that to the DM
it's
you're having
fat
tomorrow.
Idiot or else.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alright, so roll a D6.
Did you
want to
move back or not?
I rolled 2
D6.
Oh, 2.
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck, that's a lot
thank
more.
What is the save for that? Because this thing is going to resist it.
It's.
You didn't tell me a page number, so I don't have anything written down.
It's 10 plus 1/2 the cleric level plus your
wisdom. No charisma.
Charisma.
So 12. Would you round up or round down?
Round down.
So 11 plus.
What's your charisma modifier?
Plus 1.
12.
So what does the 12 mean?
He has, if he rolls above a 12, he resists.
He takes half.
Yeah. You can guarantee hit him, but if he gets above the 12, he takes half.
Okay.
Get him. Kill him.
Kill him. You can do the best damage here.
What's happened to me?
5.
Channel energy's 4. Half 2? Is there anything that's not half on
no,
this?
No, that shouldn't be.
When you do it, you mean you feel your God's presence, but it feels like something in him is resisting.
How many of those do you have, Allison?
I can use that 4 times a day.
Sweet, because we're probably going to get...
All right, now it's
double. Wait, I rolled a 9. Doesn't that mean they get hit points back or anything?
No. It's one or it's one thing or another.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's either hurt on that or...
I thought it was too.
And it's wrong!
Lance, what the fuck?
You sure? I thought it was.
Nope, you can look it up. It's either or.
Yielding my new shiny magic hammer.
It might not, Mike.
I whack the thing.
You're giving it back.
9 plus 4, 13. Yeah. Oh, and flanking.
Plus flank. Just barely hits because of the hawk distraction.
Thanks, hawk! And then that's
you
one
bastard.
D8.
It's an eagle.
It's an eagle.
6 points of damage. Oh, wait. It's magic, so do I get a plus one to that?
Yep.
So 7 points of damage. Oh, and also to hit, I should have gotten a plus one. So. And it dies?
Nope. Still babbling.
What was that? What?
Doggone.
No.
Doggone.
No.
Doggone.
Dog?
Doggone.
Kill it.
Gone dog! Dog gone!
This is unclear. Anyway.
It's not your
shirt. No, it's mine.
No, it's not.
I know it's not mine.
It's dirt. And no, it's mine. Yeah! I hit.
I thought it was enough time that I thought it was mine. It's kind of unclear whether this should affect both the same thing.
We'll start with the wolf.
Magic bang.
I thought so too, even when I read this, I still could see
it.
It says or, but it's an or that seems like the inclusive and version of or.
17
hits.
Yeah.
I think it says and. If it doesn't say and, I don't think it does both.
Plus 7. 11 damage.
Boom.
Yeah.
Half of 11.
5.
You see, his wispiness is kind of breaking up.
That's right. There'll be something cool in this room. There's not.
Just the eagle.
And one will hit.
One hits.
Okay. That's my eagle.
5 damage. And I begin casting summon monster in the wand as the eagle dissipates.
Bye, eagle. I miss you.
Caleb's turn.
Try to do it on the magic hammer.
I'm sorry, Russell.
Oh no.
You gotta confirm it.
Natural.
What? Oh shit.
Let's confirm it.
What is your touch AC?
My touch AC is 13.
Not good.
Oof.
Yeah, because when he crits, he drains. He doesn't.
Oh.
How do we get our wisdom back?
We rest.
Rest, restore.
You get 1 point every 8 hours. If he has less to restoration, though, you get more.
Thank you. How did we get rid of that one?
You sure did.
Yep.
Because you told me it was...
I didn't say anything about it. You said you wanted to get it for something else.
Oh, shit happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's impossible to know what you're going to need.
Will save... Russell?
No. 3. That's not good. That's 5 total.
I didn't roll very high, so 1 point of wisdom damage.
Oh, I might be at a negative now.
Well, yeah.
Or not a negative.
I think it's under 10, isn't it?
Modifier. Yep. Minus 1 to wisdom.
Masterwork still stop working!
Somebody tells me I'm
going to
rest in this room after
being.
Yeah, we're still in the room
where
the dead thing fits.
Maybe. There's probably everything else is dead in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we just keep pressing
on. Yeah, I think we'll press on and have to wait. Go get the deluxe suite at the end.
Russell, it's your turn. I can't stand that
in. No, that's not. That'd be good. 10.
10 of the miss. Alright, so what is hammer and circlet. Hammer and circlet and hammer, hammering out the heel.
Do I get a bonus with the hammer?
You get a flank in.
Okay, well, that's 18, so it's going to hit.
Boom!
So I roll a d8.
Plus 1.
Plus
1,000.
9.
Oh, wait, he... after it attacked Russell and it hit him, you seen some of his body come back.
Oh, crap.
But it kind of goes away now. Now, the force that came back just goes away. Okay.
So we gained hit points.
So I didn't... Okay.
You heard it. Just when it successfully attacks, it gets hit points for every wisdom it drains.
Maybe the power of friends' true love can defeat it.
Yeah.
I love you.
Friends forever. We will always be.
And forever. Sing it. Come on, we can sing it to death.
Okay.
I don't know any more than that. Channel. Just a channel.
Ooh. He ain't saving up for that one.
What?
No,
I got a natural one.
Yeah.
So
you're gonna fuck it up.
Full
you're probably gonna kill it.
Oh no, not one. It's hurting though. Yeah, that was. I'd have been a good time for killing. Dunk.
Hammer.
Dunk gonna dunk. Oh my god, I thought that was a one. I was totally gonna break her hammer.
That's 11.
You really are sleeping on the couch. You're gonna break my hammer.
It wouldn't have broke. It's magical.
Yeah.
Dirt.
It would have lost its magic.
Yeah.
It turns into another one of those things and attacks us.
Well, bring me back a peep. So I can.
Yeah, it turns into a peep. Turns into the assassin vine that will kill you.
Me?
Dirt.
I'm not dirt.
You're not.
I'm
better
not,
than dirt.
I'm not dirt. I'm good. Cooled out.
School told me I did better.
But it's out.
The school's out, man.
So no matter. No rule, remember?
Start with the eagle.
Ooh, eagle sucks.
All misses.
Caw-caw?
Does the wolf have more than one attack?
Nope.
No.
But you get trip. Normally. Yeah. Unless the thing doesn't have wings. Then it's really hard. Oh, that's a nice
one. Let's confirm that.
That was awesome because he jumped over that other one. Isn't it?
That would be a...
Wolf lead.
17 to confirm.
That'll hurt.
Yeah. Get a wolf.
2d6 plus 14.
This might be good for him.
6.
6.
12.
Nice.
So
26
damage.
Half, so 13 damage.
You miss.
It grows stronger.
Nope, that was the wolf, right?
Yep.
The wolf with its magic, magically glowing fangs kind of bites into it. You see it kind of shreds some of the ectoplasm stuff. You hear, and it kind of fades away.
Oh, good.
Search the room. There better be something fucking good in here. All that bullshit we had to go through. 28. It's almost a 28, but not quite. I'm sorry. Ooh.
Oh, let me just stomp all over your rolls. With this roll, then it's not going to be actually better, actually. I have perception's only 6, so...
What did you guys get?
27.
Actually, no, we were all reduced by whatever our wisdom drain was.
Was perception wisdom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 25.
Okay.
25.
So I go down 25. 1, 26, or go down 2, 25.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, you were at
28. 25.
So
you
were 26.
There's nothing in this fucking room.
Are you 25.
Kidding me? I take 20 on the room.
Okay.
Get us in there 20 minutes while he's scoping it out. What are you guys doing while he's doing that?
What can we do? Should we? We can't really rest.
There's gotta be something in this room.
Nope, I think we just went into the bad guy's room.
I think that was like a good experience room more than anything.
I want presents!
Where's our presents?
Potatoes.
Your guys are right there, and the only presents that was in the room you killed, so.
Oh. So we see nothing.
There's nothing in the stupid room.
Nope!
Alright.
Oh, here, there is. The lockers and wardrobes of this barracks have been shattered and scavenged, and anything of value, down to the bedding, has been stripped. A strange faint sound is no longer
there's
heard.
Bedding.
I take all everything. I don't care. Everything. I take
Let's make some ropes out of the bedding.
That's what you're using as a weapon, though.
Yes.
Betty.
I have my hammer back.
One hammer. I picked up my belt. Yeah,
the one he broke? Didn't you see him break it?
Wouldn't it be handy if I had a magical weapon on me, though, for the remainder of this, in case we run into these things again?
Well, we'll deal with that when it comes.
Alright, if you want to waste a whole round.
Well, I got one other.
I guess I did have a magic arrow.
I can pull to deal with one more of these or one more encounter with something like this.
A cat?
Don't do it! Don't do it! You scared that cat!
Oh, it should be. It should be.
Well, let's go. Let's go. Let's march on. No one's hurt, right? It was all just wisdom bullshit.
No hurt. You start to understand what they were talking about the.
Oh,
dog
gone, on. Dog.
Let's just get this mission over with.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get.
Keep
let's,
going.
Let's go ahead.
Stepping on there, reflex save. Everybody going on there, make a reflex
That's
save.
That's my highest.
That's not the roll.
12. Did somebody score a goal?
You score. What'd everybody get?
14.
What was this?
Reflex.
Oh, shit. That was 11.
An 11?
Yeah.
Is your goal to kill us, Swin, or what?
It's given it
a Ooh, shit.
He's supposed to give us challenges that we face. And
I
may or may not.
That.
David?
I had 12.
I really thought that was different for that.
What?
Just the chain.
You're 7. Wolf.
I'm going to research that a little bit more.
18.
I'll take over Ryan's corner.
Everyone that got above 12?
No.
What if you hit exactly 12?
What is it when you get exactly the same?
Yeah, it's meter above.
Yeah.
Alright, so you're good.
Okay.
12 or more. You kind of bounce on top. Anyone that below, you kind of slip on it, and the ice shard, or the ice, the glass shards kind of eat into your, through your armor.
I forget there's glass here.
Take 1 point of damage.
Ow! Your rogue tripped.
Ow! Right in my acid burn!
Yeah, probably. I mean.
Ow. You took
that?
I rolled above a
12.
Yes,
you had
a
13. Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I said 8.
I said 14.
Oh.
Oh, 14.
I'm sorry.
You're sitting there. Alright.
All right.
One third
and,
of my
hand.
It's right there.
See, you're going to have to do some climbing to get up
okay.
to where that thing is.
Is there a ledge? Can I hook?
Yep.
Can I try to hook
Can I throw my rope with a black grappling hook up?
Yeah, you sure could.
That's what I do.
Mine's better.
Climbing,
guys.
I suck at climbing.
Well, we can
try. We
get up
there. If we get a grappling hook, it'll be much
easier.
Do
I get a bonus since there's a rope and stuff?
Did you throw it up there to hook it yet?
What do I have to roll for that?
I'm going to do an aerobics check for that.
Oops. Plus 4. Let me try that again, guys.
Okay.
Let me
now
try.
That comes up and falls down.
I'll get mine out as well.
15?
Okay.
Did his go?
His is on there.
Okay. Wait, maybe we can put both up there. Or I'm not getting down. Yeah, exactly.
How are we gonna get the dog up there?
Ooh, doggone trouble.
Mage
just
hand?
Tie the dog up
and
pull
it off.
Is
it,
okay. Is that humane?
Is he gonna agree to that?
There's no humane society in
acrobatics 24.
If we just like tie two of the legs to one, two of the legs to the other.
That's what you're gonna look for.
I was waiting to see that when we found it.
Awesome.
Anyway.
24.
Alright, you got it all hooked up there very good.
Sweet. I'll begin to climb.
Why is my jump lower than my
it's
acrobatics?
It's a 19 plus whatever for the rope.
What is this jump you speak of?
Yeah, what is jump?
Specific type of acrobatics. Like kind of like perception and perception.
I mean, yeah, they got rid of jump. I was looking at that.
Did I make it up?
What'd you get?
19.
Oh yeah, it's really easy with the rope on there. Yep. Alright, who...
I waved everybody.
Who's next?
Well, are you going to try to tie the dog's legs to, like, the rope and pull him up with it, or what?
I think you just tie it around his body. I don't know about his legs.
Oh. Okay.
That's a little mean.
Yeah.
So, do you have another rope? Do we need to use...
Yeah, we got my rope.
No, but we can use this. Just, we'll go up, all go up. The last person to climb up ties the dog on when we get up.
Okay.
We'll just pull him up.
Alright, I'm going to go up then.
then we can put it down and tie you up and pull you up, unless you want to try to make the...
I'll let you circle it.
I tried. I rolled a 3. Mine's a -3, so I got a 0.
Oh. I'm going to try to help...
I can't climb.
I'm going to try to help you up. How high is it? How high is it?
Circlet, when you fell, you roll, you fall into the glass and take 6 points of damage.
Holy shit. Ow.
This game's not fun. They're not nice.
This game's not fun. What
I don't know why to do this. I hate it.
The channeling's going to be a good thing here in a little bit.
I think one to cure light wounds will be better.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them.
Well, I'm -7 and something, yeah.
Wah.
I have a couple of those.
Okay, well, anyway, so how high is it again? Between the place where you threw the grappling hook in the ground?
I mean, if it only took one climb check, it can't be too high.
It's not that high, no. Let's
see. It's 2 feet.
Is it really like something where I can push her up?
I want to say 10 feet. It doesn't say here. And it says for the fall damage is 1d6, but it's basically counted as that, and that's 10 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, you can push her up then.
I'm going to assist you.
Yeah, really.
Do I need to roll?
If she, like, kind of puts her
foot
on your palm and you lift her up, she should be able to get 10 feet up. I mean, you're not.
And the ropes, and, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to assist as well, so.
Do I need to roll?
Yeah, I think so. Could always botch. I just got to roll a 10 to help, so. As plus 2 to you, plus... whatever the ropes are adding.
Well, and I can assist. I'll, like, lean over to try to pull her up.
I'll assist.
I'll help.
You're useless. Okay.
You push her down.
I got an 11.
Wolf doesn't either.
That's good. That's good enough.
Okay.
What does the wolf get?
I was trying to have it assist.
He's hanging on the bottom.
My armor is really heavy.
So. You feel a wolf's face nuzzling your butt trying to push you up by
it. So you get up. Lance climbs now.
Nine.
Or Russell. That'll work, right?
Right, you should. 17. No, 21.
Jesus Christ, what's your strength?
Yeah,
good. It's not, no, wait. Acrobatics?
No, climbing.
Oh, it is. Sorry, still pretty decent. 18.
Yep, make it up easy. It's all really right. Easy with the ropes.
Except for Surflip, didn't
it? Well, she had to get more than a 0.
Tie the wolf up. Maybe pull the wolf up before me.
Okay. So, straight check the
come on, Wolfie! What's this?
I had a 5.
11.
Yeah, you're just. He's not moving. He's just
kind of... Let's try it again.
Let's try it again. Hold
on. We can do better than this.
Alright.
11.
Circlet, getting after she pulls the ice shards or the glass shards out of her arms helps. And then what do you guys else do you guys get?
11.
13.
Right. The 13 will help pull him up, so they get the wolf up.
Hey, puppy. And then I don't throw the rope back down. I keep it and
keep going. This is my pet now.
My dog now.
Well, Empathy.
I throw the rope back down for dirt.
Okay.
Or Nature Boy, I guess.
Okay. Make it above 5.
Oh, then yes.
Yeah, so 7.
Yeah, with a rope it's
fine. All right, I gather the rope and grab the hook back up.
Mine too.
All right, I think that's a good spot to stop.
Okay. And then next time we'll be in the tower.
In the tower.
I'm still pissed there's nothing in that room. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.